Historian Aline Ratzlaff, professor of communications at Tabor College in Hillsboro, says Kansas has a rich history of newspapers that were owned by African Americans, published by them, and were targeted to Black readers.
I think sometimes the emphasis has been on mainstream newspapers, but there were vital publications that were part of the African-American community as well as other ethnic communities. And so these were pillars of the community. They provided news, a platform for people to be able to talk about different kind of views. They provided jobs for people in the community, so they played an important role on different dimensions.
The Wichita Globe was the first known African-American newspaper published in the city in 1887. Other Wichita Black papers in the 1890s include the Kansas Headlight, the People's Friend, the National Baptist World, and the National Reflector. Ratzlaff says the newspapers were quite active in promoting education, equality, and civic activism. Attendee Marvin Stone Jr., whose cousin started a Black newspaper in the 1960s in Wichita called NewsHawk, says the lecture was significant because it's important for everyone to learn about the varied lives of African Americans, such as reading Wichita's Community Voice.
I just wish that our local paper was supported more, and I'm hopeful that some young people would look into starting a newspaper because a lot of the information is being lost and Black history needs to be celebrated.
African-American newspapers struggled financially trying to maintain advertisers and subscribers. Ratzlaff says more than 50 African-American newspapers from 1878 to the early 1900s can be viewed at the Kansas Historical Society in Topeka. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Eccles.